Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa White, because I'm your host and garden expert. June is here. It's a busy gardening week. I just need more hours in the day, more days in the week, but I'm excited that I have new plants. We'll talk a little bit about that. Good morning, Lizzie. I saw on Facebook where you were cooling your turkeys down. What were you feeding them?
Watermelon and ice cubes and water.
It looked so cooling and refreshing. It looked just like kind of like a pink lemonade, or just with pulp in it. But they just gravitated toward it. They just went right to it.
Oh, they were nuts. I mean, it was so hot this week. Well, at least a couple days, I should say. So, but yeah, they were crazy. And then I had people going, you know, if you had some liquor to that. And I'm like, look, I don't want drunk turkeys. And they're like, no, for us to come over and party. I'm like, no.
It was a hot week, I'm just telling you. And I was kind of disappointed because we were supposed to get 2 inches on Thursday night. We barely got any rain at all. Big lightning storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw in Winter Park they had some rain, and we had a little bit of rain, but not the 2 inches that we definitely needed. How about you?
Oh, I didn't, but Apopka did. And I got caught in the monsoon at, you know, one of the stores. And I just sat in the store and listened to the rain because we haven't had rain in so long. I was like, this is so nice. I can't wait to get home. And boop, it's still a dust bowl in my house. So,
well, I am on the record for being concerned about the drought. We do need to get some rain. Hopefully it looks like we have some salvation coming this week.
Good.
And getting rain every day. Even if we just get a little bit every day, that will help out. But tropical front is coming through. So now, here's driving around, I'm seeing everybody with dead spots in their lawn.
Mm.
Where they've been irrigating, you know, they're twice a week. You can only water twice a week with your irrigation system, but they still have dead spots. Well, what does that mean? That means you don't want to water more. You need to check your irrigation spray patterns, because that area is not getting water at all.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So the thing is that, you know, if you turn the sprinkler system on for longer because that area is dying, it's still not going to get enough water. So that just is a big, huge sign for you to say, check your irrigation, do an audit, and you may have to add more heads. You may have to change the spray pattern, turn it around, twist it. It may be spraying the street and not your house. And so, but it's a good time to get an irrigation audit and just get it checked out. So if you have dead spots in your lawn and you've been irrigating, your irrigation system is not efficient. It's
right.
Not working correctly. So check that out. Key West and South Florida, you have 40 to 50% chance of rain every day next week. And, you know, Lizzie, I just have to say this. I hope I'm not jinxing everybody by saying this, but I just want everyone to know the rain should be coming. And it doesn't mean you're going to get rain. It means 40 to 50% of Key West and South Florida will get rain.
Gotcha.
So not everybody will, and hopefully you're in the area that will. The tourists will have to suffer through the rain this week, because it's hopefully Central Florida is going to get 40 to 50 to 80% chance. The same with Tampa, you know, 60 to 80% chance. North Florida is going to be a little bit less, but still the same 50% chance of rain. So the rainy season is coming. I just hope it's enough.
Oh, I know. I hate dust. I hate the dryness. I don't live in a desert for a reason.
Well, I have clients that live down a dirt road for about a half a mile.
Oh.
And, you know, I was driving through it, and it's just when you get that dry spot where you start to feel your wheels spinning.
Oop.
And you got to just go faster, you know, and then you go faster, then your back wheels spit, you know, they turn and stuff. So
country road.
Yeah, country road. Exactly. And it's going to be a good week to check your irrigation system. So now we talked about, I just mentioned that if you've got dead spots in your yard, you got to check it. It's also going to be a good time that your rain sensor shutoff device, that means that's that little device on the corner of your roof that's unobstructed, it should turn your system off when we've had enough rain.
Hmm.
Okay, so this is a state mandated device. You have to have it if you have an automatic irrigation system. All right. So a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that it needs to be maintained. So this week, if you get 1 to 2 inches, and this is always good so that you have a rain gauge you can kind of check it on. But if we get 1 to 2 inches of rain, your system should not come on at all. So if we're getting, if you're getting a lot of rain and you're still getting irrigation turning on, then your irrigation system's shut-off device is not working.
Now, could you check that, like maybe running your water hose over
it,
like
really
turn it on
idea.
Real quick?
Yeah. So you can turn on your irrigation system, then go and get your hose and just shoot it up in the air so that it fills your rain shut-off device. And once it hits, you know, 1.5 inches, which is what it could be set at. You could set it at 1 inch, but 1.5 inches, then the irrigation system should shut down.
See, I think a lot of people don't realize that, because I didn't until we got an irrigation system, which we should have known when we used to own a lawn business, but I didn't know. But anyway, I digress. But you see people in your driving, you're like, oh, it's running. Well, I didn't realize that it had to fill up for it to shut off. It isn't like, oh, no, there's moisture in the air, I'm going to stop spraying.
Right.
It doesn't do that.
No, and so sometimes people will say, well, my irrigation system comes on even when it's, when we've gotten rain. You may have only gotten a 16th of an inch, and it's not enough to shut it down, okay? So last week, I posted on Facebook some really cool photos of a phenomenon that I've never seen in my life. It happened at my client's house in Leesburg. It was incredible. And so with the help of Dr. Matt Borden, Bartlett Tree Services, and the University of Florida entomologist, Dr. Lance Osborne, who visited the property and gathered these insects, and Dr. Lyle Buss, I have the answers now. So we're going to be talking about that. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Man, it is a beautiful day to fish.
Here's your life jacket.
You know I can swim, right?
So could a lot of people who died falling overboard.
Come on, I'm not a kid.
Fatalities are often men over 30.
It's too hot to wear one.
These new ones are
They're happy. Ooh, I got one!
Glad you wore the life jacket.
Okay, yes.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reminds you to wear your life jacket. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
Going boating? There are many beautiful things to see and many distractions. As captain of your boat, it is your responsibility to always be aware of your surroundings. This includes what you see and hear. Scan in all directions for boats, paddlers, swimmers, and objects you could strike. Listen for approaching boats and always err on the side of caution. As the captain, put your phone away while underway. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Grab a frosty mug and try the newest flavor from Bluebell, A&W Root Beer Float Ice Cream. A creamy vanilla-flavored ice cream swirled together with an A&W root beer-flavored sherbet. A new way to enjoy your favorite root beer float.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today. Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This morning at Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, they are going to have a lecture on proper pruning at 9:30. So 9:30 this morning, head over to Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland and tell Howie and Karen we said hello. But you get to learn all about proper pruning, and it should be a great class. So last month, I was hired to design a client's landscape in Leesburg. I took before photos, and I didn't notice anything unusual. Okay, so they have live oaks all over their property and the Spanish moss hanging down. And so I just want to say for the record, I'm going to interject here, Spanish moss does not hurt trees. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to, get rid of it unless it's really declining and getting too much. So Spanish moss is not bad. Okay, but I came back 2 weeks later to the same property, and I was shocked at the landscape. Now, nothing manually had been done to the landscape, but it looked like Halloween. Literally, it looked like someone had sprayed artificial webbing over every shrub, palm, flower bed, and tree, including the mailbox and the nightlight, the light post. Everything that was standing in the landscape was covered with webbing. It looked like Halloween, surreal, Michael Myers-esque. It just looked very scary. But it was the Spanish moss that shocked me the most. Every piece of Spanish moss hanging down looked like it had been encased in a fine, very fine pair of nylons. There was no little string of Spanish moss hanging down, but all of the moss was wrapped up in opaque webbing and even was in swooping arches limb to limb. It looked like someone had hung up fine nylons filled with Spanish moss on everything. So my client and their neighbors, who also had this phenomenon happening, they said it happens every year and that this year was worse. So I took photos and I sent it to Dr. Matt Borden, who is Bartlett Tree Service. He was formerly with the University of Florida, which is where I met him. He is amazing. He's a doctor of plant medicine, and he's also, been a guest here on Better Lawns and Gardens. And then I also sent it to Dr. Lyle Buss, who is a University of Florida entomologist, and Dr. Lance Osborne, who is with the Mid-Florida Research Center in Apopka, and he, too, is an entomologist. And so they had never seen anything like it. And Matt, they were all kind of going, wow, this is pretty cool. Yeah, this is really interesting.
It really is.
And so Matt researched, and he found similar events that happened in Texas, but nothing for Florida. So long story short, which is already too long, the event is called a spider social event, the web weaving as a group. So spiders exhibit a wide range of social complexity and multiple independent origins of sociality. So they're social creatures, but they're divided up. So there are some that are solitary, and then there's some that are subsocial, and that means they kind of like to go out to parties, but not really. And then there's the social spiders that they contain several females, And they contain, which, let me see here, a single mother and multiple cohorts, and they form colonies that contain the adult females and offspring that keep on regenerating. They keep on having generations. Okay. And it means there's an abundance of food. So the spiders all get together and have a house raising, I mean, a web weaving, and they just build these gigantic, huge webs that go all over trees, and they just take over the entire landscape. It is so cool. So I've got the photographs on our Facebook page, and so they like to, these colonies can reach up to tens of thousands of individual spiders, and they're not all the same species. Okay, so Matt identified them correctly, and he explained they're Guatemalan long-jawed spiders, which are long-jawed orb weaver spiders. They have various other names. And the web building he thought was very interesting, so he identified it as a Tetrananthe guatemalensis spider. And this is a spider from Guatemala. It's not an invasion. They've been here for centuries. And they it's just incredible. So based on the number of spiders he collected, Lance collected, they did identify it as a Tetrananthe guatemalensis. And you can go onto the Facebook page. And Matt sent a photograph where he circled the photograph, and you could see. Now, this is a cordyline, which is just a regular tropical plant, and everybody has them in their yards. They're quite common, and it's all just webbed up. And he went through and he identified seven different spiders that were nesting right in this cordyline, but they're not all the Tetrananthe guatemalensis. There's other spiders there. So the heck with worrying about chiggers with spiders, arachnophobia. If you wake up one morning and find your entire property covered in spider webs, don't panic. It's just social spiders getting together. They're having fun. They are collecting food. They share the food. It means you have a lot of midges, a lot of mosquitoes, just a lot of food sources for them. Mm-hmm. And they get together and they share. Is that not cool?
That's very interesting. And if you haven't seen it, you should go to Teresa's Facebook page, The Better Lawns and Gardens, because it looks like stockings just hanging from the trees. Yeah. And that is just really unique. And how long did this last?
Well, it lasted until we took the webbing down. So so we can kill it. Now, there's no reason to spray it or kill it. I would, because it was everywhere. So I would just take it down. But the spiders are not dangerous. They're not harmful. They're not after humans. There's no sci-fi fiction, movie out there. It was pretty interesting. So we just took it down, took a broom and rake and just cleaned it all off, mm-hmm. and sent them home to somewhere else. We don't know. But they say it happens every year. So I'm going to try and catch it next year and take better pictures, because I did not take better pictures this time because I didn't know what I had. So if you have a gardening question about spiders in your yard, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We would love to hear from you. You can let us know what you're drinking this morning. I have my cup of tea. What are you drinking this morning, Lizzie?
I'm 6 shots of espresso. That's my normal. It really is.
Yeah.
I do like a Cuban style, glow-in-the-dark white person Cuban style with, the whipping of the espresso. But I use honey instead of sugar because I'm allergic to, refined sugars. But, it's heavy cream. I don't understand how people don't use heavy cream every day in their stuff and they just go with
regular
the watered-down
milk.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. No, I understand that. I have to have milk, but I understand the cream part. So. 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the garden area, we'd love to hear from you. 23680. I would like to say a big hi. We have lots of fans, and I'm going to get to, we have a lot of new people joining our Facebook page, which we really like. But I wanted to just give a big shout out to Manny and Linda and Jose and Gina and Frank. They're always there with their comments and their likes. And that is just, they're just like friends.
Right, exactly. You know, and then, and don't ever think that there's a dumb question, because I just told you in the last segment that I didn't realize that it actually, your rain sensor actually has to fill up to a certain percent or inch before it actually shuts off. And this whole time, my whole life, I've been driving around judging people going, I can't believe that they have their, where's their rain sensor?
And so, and you also have something, too, that's really cool. The turkeys like it, but you're seeing a lot of slugs right now, right?
I have so many slugs. If anybody wants to go fishing, I have got your bait for you.
Wow. And at my daughter's daughter-in-law's house, son's house in Mount Dora, they have snails going up their wall, little tiny snails. And they're, I mean, like 100 of them just
yes.
going up the wall.
I've got, we got a few snails, but most of them are the slugs, and they're about, you know, 2 to 3 inches long, and they're thick, and the turkeys are loving yeah. them. But within this last week of the work I've been getting done, I easily could have filled up a 32-ounce cup full of them and not even thought twice about it.
Snails and slugs, those are my creatures, one of three that can be killed without any bad karma.
There you go.
So what? Why are they doing that? One, they could be searching for moisture, and it's been really dry.
True.
So they're migrating and going, trying to find someplace else that has a little bit of moisture. They could be searching for food. They're not finding any food, and they could be searching. So those are a couple of the reasons. And you can kill them. Don't waste your beer. Just get slug bait.
Or salt.
Or salt. Salt works really good. But I just caution against putting salt in the ground.
Okay.
And
why?
Well, because salt is, you know, salt.
It comes from the earth.
Yeah, it does, but it's just not good to put so much salt. And that's what I do. I don't do a little bit of salt on slugs. I just pile the whole thing on it.
Like you're drinking a margarita.
Like a cup of salt on a one little slug. And
take this.
Yeah, and it just, it's fine. It works for me. I don't, you know, have to, but it's on. Well, I usually find them on cement. So,
yes.
So what should you be doing in your landscape right now? Well, right now, we cannot fertilize anymore. Most of the counties in Florida have fertilizer bans. But if your grass needs greened up, okay, so let's say it's really brown and we're getting some rain and it's trying to come back, you can put an iron-only product on it that will green it up without telling it to grow. So that's important. And then also, too, you know, this is not a good time to be spraying herbicides. Don't spray herbicides when the temperatures are over 85 degrees. Your weeds will survive, and your turf will be the ones that suffer. And then also, too, don't do anything in chemical-wise in your landscape until the rains kick in and we've had about a month of rain.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not going to be good. They cannot handle the stress of a pesticide or an insecticide or an herbicide right now.
I literally can only imagine, because I know that all of my herbs have come to a screeching halt this last 2 weeks.
Oh, so. Yeah, my sage is really wilted.
Yeah, it's like no, you trim me back. Sorry, we're not growing again.
But most of the plants, thank goodness for Tony, because we've been going out and hand watering a little bit, because it just can't water enough right now. And Tony's been hand watering, so I appreciate that. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Line right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom, I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You've seen me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. There's enough food in this country to feed everyone. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. If you're a parent and are worried about your child's social and emotional development, you may have asked yourself questions like, am I over-worrying this issue? Are my son's tantrums typical? What if my daughter has a disability? If so, you're not alone. Thankfully, researchers are helping parents answer these questions. In fact, there's a new groundbreaking study on childhood mental health through Duke University. The Autism and Beyond study is aimed to test new video technology that can analyze a child's emotions and behaviors. And this will lead to tools that will eventually determine an earlier diagnosis. Because the early years of a child's development really matter, children with autism and mental health issues can have fruitful lives when they receive that early diagnosis. Would you like to learn more? Then just visit today, disabilitycampaign.org.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And a big hello out there to Eileen and Ira and Beverly. So we look forward to hearing from you and catching up with you. So what can you be doing right now in your landscape? Well, with vegetables and fruit care, you definitely want to make sure that your fruit trees are getting water. That's going to be very critical. We're going to see if they don't get enough water, they're going to be dropping the fruit. They're going to be dropping the flowers. And it's going to be a very, very, you know, kind of small harvest for you. They're just going to drop what they cannot handle. Vegetables, you want to water, you know, at least every 2 to 3 days, depending on your soil conditions. And you know, your potting soil. Every 2 to 3 days, just stick your finger in the pots and your containers in the raised beds. The soil is cool, moist, or damp. You do not need to water. But if it is dry and going down with your finger in the ground about, to your second knuckle, then go ahead and make sure you're getting water there. And you can hand water if you want. And, you know, you don't need to turn on your irrigation system. All right. So you can just hand water. You can also, too, hand pull weeds and make sure you're not using an herbicide right now because it's going to damage the other plants around them. You can go ahead and cut your blueberry shrubs and hedges right now. And you can also cut back your blackberries. Feeding your bananas monthly, you can go ahead and do that. And you can harvest the stalks when the first hand formed begins to yellow. So if you're seeing bananas on your banana trees, just kind of follow it. And as soon as it starts to yellow, the very lower fruit, then you can go ahead and cut it off from the tree so that the raccoons and possums and all the little critters don't get to the bananas. Do you have banana trees?
I just planted one, and now I'm debating on going ahead and planting a second one. So,
yeah.
Yes, I just literally planted it like a month or two ago. So.
Oh, good. How's it doing?
It's happy.
It's happy. That's good.
I didn't expect bananas or anything anytime soon, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you should get bananas next year from it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go. What kind? Did you have a specific kind?
What, bananas?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're small.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the lady fingers?
Yeah, these aren't like the ones. Yeah, these aren't like the big ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
I like the blue Java bananas. Tastes just like ice cream.
You know, the best part about this job is that I learned things like that. Like, I only thought there were maybe two types of bananas. One that grow in your backyard
hundreds.
That's about as long as your finger, and then the other ones that grow, in Africa or wherever.
I'll see if I can find you some blue bananas. And they really are blue.
Shut
but
up.
They taste like ice cream.
You know... You and these plants tasting like food. You know what I did see, though,
what?
At a box store? And I bought them.
What?
Purple bell peppers.
Yes.
Didn't know. Didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Yep. Planted them. Waiting for them to grow.
Do you know what they are?
Mm-mm.
They're green peppers that have been on the stalk too long.
I have my yellow ones have produced, my red ones have produced, and then the snack peppers, which I don't understand why they don't call them just snack bell peppers.
Yes.
And those are orange, produced a whole junk load of those. And then I bought some from the store, and then I did a blind taste test with Shrek because he loves the orange ones.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh my God, these are so good. I'm like, those are the ones that I grew.
Good for you.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
That's wonderful. Also, too, feeding your pineapples, you can go ahead and use a slow release. Always follow instructions. And, you know, when I'm talking about fruits and vegetables with fertilizing, you're not doing your whole yard, which is where the ban is coming from, stormwater runoff. So just be very careful. Use the slow release. And then also, too, citrus trees, proper fertilizing, and you want to make sure that you're, just walking your yard on a regular basis to catch a problem before it becomes a major problem. So many times when we do like integrated pest management, you can just catch it, cut the branch off, dump the caterpillars in a bucket of water. You don't have to use a chemical, but you're catching it on right before it becomes a major problem.
They
and that's
took
good.
Out my time.
What took out your time?
Caterpillars.
Aww.
I should send you the picture of it. There was like thousands of them. They had a little orange head and they were black and they had like two white lines down the sides. And I'm like,
Oh my God. Literally,
it was like all there was strings. There was no more time. And I'm going, wait, what was growing
out
here?
Of time? So when Shrek asked for, what happened to our herb garden, you could say we ran out of time.
Right. There you go. But they didn't touch the lemon time.
No, because, you would kind of think the lemon might not taste as good.
I'm going to have to start mixing them together.
There you go. Okay, so Dan in Conway, he was talking. He said, Teresa, we planted, marigolds, and it's supposed to last until September the fall, and they're dying. And the secret is that annuals, especially seasonal annuals like marigolds, they will last 4 to 6 months usually, and then they start to decline. But if you plant them in November of last year and December, Well, you've gone your 4 to 6 months, and they usually won't make it till September. So that's a little bit longer period. But he also probably is overwatering because they kind of looked a little rotted. It wasn't your simple dry marigolds and with the leaves. The leaves were all kind of black and kind of hanging down.
Who's this again? No, this, wait.
Dan.
Okay, Dan, join my club of creating fungus. I overwater so you know what? You're part of my club, buddy.
Have the fungus among us. There you go. But so just check and see. You don't want to be overwatering. Marigolds and plants that love the heat of the summertime don't need all of that water. They can get by without it. And so I had another client that showed me their trip to Turkey. No, not Turkey, Morocco. Mm-hmm. And they went to Casablanca. And I said, that's my favorite movie. But they literally had camels and they were going out into the desert and these big Sahara mounds. And you could just see mounds and mountains of sand for miles and miles and miles. They were all the way out there. I would have panicked.
I'm like, why?
Yeah. Well, this is their first trip.
I'm kidding. Yeah. That's cool, though.
But they set up these tent areas and they plant palm trees. And these palms stay there forever and they don't need water. They're in the dry sand. And I go, why can't people in Florida understand palm trees don't need a lot of water?
Because we don't live in a desert, okay, Teresa? That's why. That's why it doesn't get through our thick skull.
And so palms can do without, they do not like a lot of water. And so, you know, if you're seeing, you know, disease issues and your palms aren't looking so good, cut back on the water. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Make your garden come alive with Quality Greens Specialists. Discover Quality Greens' beautiful nursery with thousands of fruit trees, fruiting plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Enjoy an explosion of color and see amazing results in your garden. Quality Green has the very best in organic-based, sustainable products to grow everything super productive, strong, and healthy. Quality Greens Specialists, 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Online at QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Honey, I've got some great news.
Fix the sink?
No.
Clean the garage?
No.
Cut the grass?
I know what to do with our old boat. The Florida Vessel Turn-In Program, or VTIP, accepts vessels at risk of becoming derelict. Since we're titled owners and got a citation and warning from law enforcement, we can have it removed at no cost before it becomes derelict.
Great. Now, about that other stuff?
Shh. First, boat.
Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, go to FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. Make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistler horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items a real boater always has ready. Be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967. Remember that Peterson's Nursery has that pruning plants lecture today at 9:30. So you want to go out there and stay to it. So Rebecca emailed and she said, "I have a friend who lives in upstate New York during the summertime. Her brother lives there as well as full time, and they have a flowering crab tree in their front yard. The tree is over 45 years old and they've never had a problem until this year." She said, "I'm sending you pictures," which she did, and it's beautiful crab tree. "They use this plant food," and she sent me a picture of that to see if it helps. "This is what the tree used to look like. The picture on the left is what it looks like now. And on the right of the trunk of the tree, is at the trunk of the tree. Rain hasn't been an issue. They've had plenty of rain. They normally do nothing for the tree. It has a few green leaves at the time, but it doesn't look the way it should. Thanks so much for your help." Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for sending in your question. And you also sent a question in about your bird of paradise, and I'll answer that in just a minute. The flowering crab tree, it looks normal to me. It may be the heavy amount of rain that kind of is making it decline a little bit. There does look like there are mushrooms at the bottom. And so the tree just may be at the end of its life cycle and just declining. But it's also springtime. They may have had a late spring with the flowers, and the leaves are coming back out again. So there's really nothing you can do for it, just to keep an eye on it, though. But with the mushrooms at the bottom of the tree, it's a good indication that there's a lot of decomposition going on, and it just may be at the end of its life, and you can't really do anything about that. Now, your bird of paradise, your giant one, that's a Strelitzia nicolai, been eaten. And it actually has the teeth marks all the way around the plant leaves. She sent me a picture of the bird of paradise leaves, and there's chunks and the chewed marks on the side of the leaves. So something is eating it. It could be either lubber grasshoppers. It could be rodents. And the size of the chunks of the bites, it looks like it could be a little bit of rodents have eaten the plant leaves. So again, I would probably take my scissors and trim the leaf so it looks nice and straight again. You don't see the teeth marks. And then just kind of maybe put out, some bait for the rodents. Look for the lubber grasshoppers.
Yeah.
And, what can you do?
Yeah, be careful with that bait process.
Yeah, it is.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Okay. So when we started growing our corn, remember I told you that something came through and just like ate the heck out of the leaves, right?
Yes.
So then, I put, seven dust and stuff out. And so they seem to be growing well. But then I went out last week and I saw a stalk that was like melting. And I'm going, what is going on? So I was like, oh, these worms must be back. And I pushed it over. I don't scare easy, but when I pushed it over, a worm popped right up at me, and I'm like,
oh my goodness.
So I went through seven dusted everything again.
Yep.
It seems to be okay, and our strawberry corn is producing strawberry colored silk. Yes. I am so excited for this.
I need a picture. You should send pictures so I can get excited with you. That's wonderful.
I will.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So Rebecca also sent me, I did talk about the bird of paradise. Yeah. So it's either lubber grasshoppers or mice. But thank you very much for sending me an email. If you have a gardening question, you can just call me 1-888-455-2967. If you are new to Florida, we've got so many new listeners. I'm very excited. And if you don't get Better Lawns and Gardens on your station, call your station and say, we want our Better Lawns and Gardens.
That's right.
And ask them for it. And so if you miss an episode, you don't have to worry. You can always go to betterlawns.com and you can hear the episodes. You can go to iHeartRadio, anywhere where you listen to podcasts, and you can hear all of the shows in its entirety, catch up, and you can even go back to past years, and you can go to Audio Boom and see all the topics on Audio Boom. Now, if you are new to Florida and you want to know what to do each month in your garden, and you're listening to the show, you also need to get the newsletter, and you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and we've just restarted the newsletter. We have May and June. And, you get that out, and it tells you what to do each month in your landscape. It also talks about landscape malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper, and my favorite plants, some of my design tips, and it's just a lot of fun. So, and Lizzie, you have a column on it.
Yes.
And you're going to be talking about your gardening experiences and your grandbabies.
Yes, and the turkeys that I am now raising.
And the turkeys, yes. And so they follow you all around like a mama?
Oh, they're crazy. They're crazy awesome. They really do. They follow me everywhere, which is just pretty awesome. However, they are now big enough. Like, you know, whenever you go into the grocery store and you see the young turkey frozen breast things, that's the size that they are. I mean, they're a little bit bigger than that. So they've turned into teenager brats. Okay. They're born around the 1st of April. And so they are now know when I'm coming to put them in their coop. And they're just like, So night before last,
you
I had
to chase them.
I literally, well, they were perching because their run is around our cedar trees. Uh-huh. So I went up and scooped one up. And let me tell you, it took everything I could to pick them up and carry them through the trees and around to the coop. And their wings are strong. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to fight you all. So
they're going to say, you're just making me want to eat you more.
Exactly. Exactly.
So Simon, when he comes back from vacation, you got that Save Gerald.
Yes. Spare Gerald. Hashtag Spare Gerald is, a part of our morning show that we do here in Orlando. So, yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I love that. So Lizzie, how many acres do you have with grass turf?
Of grass turf?
Yeah.
Probably about an acre and a half.
And do you mow it?
No. My husband, who we lovingly call Shrek, he mows it.
Well, that's pretty cool. So in our next hour, we're going to talk about how to make that a little bit of an easier job. Okay. So we have, robots are starting to do everything, right?
Yes.
So, but Tony Smith, he's the CEO of Auto Lawns of Orlando. He's going to join us, and he's going to talk about the latest machine that takes all of the work out of yard work. No sweat.
No way.
Yeah.
That I actually can get into. Like, this AI stuff's kind of freaking me out a little bit, but this I might actually be able to get into.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I'm very excited to have him on and talk about this because I'm telling you, I have so many clients that would say, you know, they don't want to mow it themselves, but, you know, lawn mowing gets expensive. So, you know, finding new solutions for it and more environmental, you know, so we're going to be talking to Tony Smith about that. And it's really cool because, you know, you always want the neatest things, you know.
Oh, the new toys and gadgets.
The new toys and gadgets.
That's what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Yes. Yes. And so, so if you want to know what to do in your landscape, you can go to betterlawns.com. You can also give us a text message and give us a call at the bottom of the half hour.
Yes.
We have the dirty word of the day coming up and Tony Smith, Auto Lawn of Orlando's. And we're looking forward to that. So
if I'm a new listener, what do you mean dirty word of the day? What does that mean?
Dirty word of the day. Well, each week I come up with a word that may not be so that may not be as known to everybody as it should be, just kind of using new words for botany and biology and gardening, and just explaining a little bit more gardening facts. And so it's the dirty word of the day,
mm-hmm.
and I love finding new words to use. I'm into words.
It's very interesting. My nerd level has actually raised from producing this show almost 3 years now. So yeah, I love it. The dirty word of the day catches me every time, but make sure you know the definition, because if you're at work and you use it and HR calls you into the office and asks you, why did you say blah, blah, blah? Just be like, well, it's a this.
It was the dirty word of the day. And so in 3 weeks, we will be going to Ireland with Art and Bloom Garden Tours.
Mm.
And we're looking forward to that. It's called 50 Shades of Green. And we're really, really it's going to be a joy. It was 59 degrees, the high there, just this last week. So if you're interested in going on garden tours with me, we go to the most wonderful places. And
you've worked with a company that has really yes. good prices.
Yes, they do.
That's the thing.
Yeah, and we have a lot of fun. So just drop me a line and say, Teresa, I'm interested in finding out more. We are trying to plan a trip to the largest garden walk in the United States in Buffalo, New York, and also visit the Niagara Falls Canadian side. So if you're interested in that tour, let me know, because
what time of year is that?
It's going to be in July. And that's a nice time of the year to be up north and in Canada. And so if you're interested in going with us, we would love to do it. It's going to fill up very fast. It's not available yet, but we just want to know who's interested so we can get names and start planning it. And then also, too, when I'm gone, Tom McCubbin's going to be here.
I'm excited about that because I am not going because I get to hang out with Tom McCubbin.
So he's going to be here. So we're looking forward to that. We always appreciate Tom coming here. I love him. He's a dear friend. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida truly is the Sunshine State, and it shows in everything we grow. When you shop, choose fresh from Florida.
'Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I tell you right now.
Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.